Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. This is the weekly roundup. That's right. We are screwed, blued, and tattooed. Okay. I mean, I don't know how else to describe this week. This has been a real clown show, and I'm being very nice this week. Of all the headlines, of all the stories, of all the things that have been happening, but the underlying, the root here, the underlying roots of everything that we're seeing, as I prepared, researched for today, I go back to George H.W. Bush, Hillary and Bill Clinton. That's right. It's Billary Clinton, George W. Bush, and specifically Obama. Obama first term, Obama second term, and Obama third term, as we're seeing now, because Biden, well, while Biden is doing the Thorazine shuffle from place to place, you know he's not running anything, right? You know he's not. Biden is cognitively impaired. And if anything, he's nothing more than a puppet. You know, I don't know whether it's by strings or whether it's the hand up the backside. It doesn't matter, but he's nothing but a puppet. And of course, you've got Cackles, Harris. And by the way, when we talk about Harris in the African American sense, the only African American DNA Harris has is compliments of Willie Brown. Do you get my drift?
Bat, Willie Brown.
Not to be confused with Corn Pop.
Baddest man in the whole damn town.
You can tell it's kind of the weekend roundup here, right here with Hagman. I'm Doug Hagman. I want to thank you very much for your support. And thank you for your belief and trust in this platform. Eric,
I'm bleeding out. I've got a bloody nose right now.
Are you? Do you really?
Yeah, it's plugged up, though.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Too many lines on the back of a DeLorean or what? Or on the belly of a stripper? I'm asking. Hey.
No, I had to get too many videos ready for this.
Yeah, well, yeah, we this is a video heavy show,
and then add this one,
and then yeah, hey,
one more. All right, we're going in 1 minute. Oh, two more videos here.
But first of all, I plan to leave you with some good instructions. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna tell you the end before I tell you the beginning.
It's good stuff. It's worth it.
That's right. That's right. I pay him to say that. Okay. Actually,
now I feel like we got to start with the funny video.
Do you want to start with the funny video?
It's pretty funny.
Okay. All right. We can do that. Well, okay. So, but before you do that, at the end of this episode, I do want to leave you with some instructions. Now, I'm telling you, if you are a woman, if you're married, but how? And I'm not disparaging women, because I'll tell you what, I know some women that could kick the living daylights out of any guy around. But then I know some very petite feminine women who like to be protected. But there's some good instructions on some self-defense, self-awareness. It's a video clip that I think is well worth the time. But to Eric's to what Eric said, I saw this, and you know, you've got to laugh because, first of all, there's the police element. Okay, that's a whole different story. okay in terms of how they handle certain issues. You know, the DEI, diversity, inclusion, or diversity, equity, and inclusion issues, and how they're told to handle them. And then there's a second part of it, which is the hilarious part of it, which is the entire state of this, the mentality of victimhood. Okay. I remember when I was younger, I was just, I had a Camaro and I was speeding and I got pulled over, and let me tell you something. Okay. Again, very young, in my younger years, as a youth or a young man. And there was no, I understand, or, you know, gee, that's terrible, by the police officer. It was, get your brrr out of the vehicle and shut up, okay? That's how, I mean, okay, that's just, you know. Now compare, and I know, folks, I know every one of you listening and viewing this, I know you've got your own stories like that. But hey, let's start off with a end of the week, Friday, funny, whatever you want. Watch this. This is a woman, just to set the stage, this is a woman who was, again, think about this, driving down the wrong side or using the wrong lanes of a road. And think of yourself going over 80, Interstate 80, Interstate 90, or whatever, and you're going against traffic, okay? Think about that for a second. Now, wouldn't something clue you off to the fact that, hey, I'm in the wrong lanes? Why are all the headlights?
It's like Mr. Biden walking around the stage.
There it is. I mean,
like a Roomba.
Roomba. You know, that would be a good...
finishes his speech, turns into a Roomba.
That, you're on fire today, even with the blood pouring out of your face. That is pretty good. Maybe we should call Biden the Roomba. And for those who don't know, those are those self-propelled... floor vacuums, I guess.
Wall, yeah. Turn.
Yeah.
Wall, turn.
Perfect example of Mr. Mush for Brains Biden. Well, and during the course of this episode, I will tell you that Biden will not be on the ticket. I guarantee. I can guarantee you that. I've told you that before. And they're looking, they're desperate. There are two things that the left are looking for under this Hillary or Billary, George H.W., George W., Obama, Biden, or Obama setting the stage. They've got to get rid of Biden. Okay. They've got to get rid of him, whether they take him out, you know, 10 toes up out of the White House.
The band's breaking up.
Yeah. Yoko said, hey, you know, can't have this. All right, but watch this, and put yourself, and this would be Exhibit A of our Western, American society today. Get a few laughs, have a few laughs, maybe a few tears, but understand this is where we are today. Here it is.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you driving in the wrong way of traffic?
No, I just got changed around. I just moved here like 2 months ago.
Okay.
I just got changed around.
Okay. Do you understand what's going on, though?
Yes.
You're going in oncoming traffic.
I know, and I just decided that it was better just to turn around really quick.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I just have like really bad social anxiety and stuff.
I get you.
I don't want to step out whenever you're asking for... stuff.
Okay, well, we're past that. Just go ahead and step out.
As an indigenous person,
right back here, please. Miss Perry?
Hang on a second. Just a little commentary. Social anxiety. We got to throw that in there. And then indigenous person. We got to throw that in there. Okay. So if we assign like a dollar amount, like $100 per woke word, we're up to $200, Alex.
Also refer to me as cat.
Oh, yeah, who knows? Go ahead.
Well, I'm non-binary, so.
Okay. Oh, $300, non-binary. So she's got social anxiety, she's an indigenous person, and she's also non-binary. Now that explains why she's heading on to oncoming traffic in a major city. Okay. $300. Go ahead.
What do you go by?
Kai.
How can I refer to you tonight? Kai? Okay. Hey, I'm smelling alcohol.
I know.
How much have you consumed tonight?
Like probably 3 drinks.
I need to run you through some tests right now. Stand facing me, please.
But I just want you to know that I also have very bad social anxiety.
You and me both.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's 400. I guess. Or the doubling up on the... Yeah, that would have worked in, 75, 76, 77, back in the 70s. All right, go on.
Okay.
Any recent head trauma, traumatic brain injuries, anything I need to know about?
Mental, yes.
No kidding.
Focus on my finger, please.
I am. You're just, like, trying to intimidate me.
I don't know how I'm trying to do that. This is the test.
As you know, as an indigenous person, and there's a bunch of shit going around... I'm sorry, but it's just for me to be on my toes.
I get you.
Can you remember that I told you that I'm non-binary?
Yeah, I'll try my hardest.
I lost
count. I'll refer to you as Kai, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Kai. I need to know if you have any injuries or anything that would prevent you from doing a standard walk or a turn tonight.
Mental health.
Any physical injuries?
Mental, yeah. But no, I'm just saying.
Okay.
PTSD, depression, anxiety.
I get you.
What else do you want?
Now with your right foot, place it in front of your left in a heel-to-toe touching manner with your arms by your side, just like this, ma'am.
Can you not call me ma'am, please?
I'm trying my hardest.
Okay, well.
Okay. But we gotta be up to like 5,000.
I'm trying my hardest.
I don't feel like a man, so.
Okay.
It's kind of triggering.
Right foot in front of your left. Nope, go back.
I'm sorry, but the whole man thing, just like...
I apologize. Let's see if we can move forward from it. You have zero questions?
No, but I just wanted to tell you that I suffer from really bad anxiety, especially generational trauma and PTSD around white people and cops. Like,
around white people? You're freaking white!
I'm going to speak with you right over here, okay?
No.
Yes,
no.
Ma'am. Go ahead and place your hands behind your back.
Don't, dude.
Don't make it hard.
Please.
Don't make it hard.
No, you're
going to get a resistance. You're going to get a resistance.
Don't
resist.
Don't.
Listen to me.
Don't.
Don't resist.
Don't. You're being a white man and... I followed all of your shit. Like, as an indigenous person, like... You guys! You guys are scaring me!
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes, there is! It's called f***ing
What are they doing to my people? Oh, God, Eric, they're terrorizing my people. Oh, no. A white, indigenous, non-binary with PTSD mental illness... driving down the wrong side of the road because, oh my God, I can't take it anymore.
Drinking and driving's my privilege. Dude, the cop's got to be dying inside. Just dying.
You know, if I would have done that in my Camaro, I would have got a flashlight upside the head. Okay, and actually, the cop, the officer who stopped me, was a friend of mine, or not a friend. It was an acquaintance who we did some things together. This is back in, like I said, 50 or 45 years ago, and yeah. Yeah. And he's the one that says his handling of me was not like that. It was, what in the fuck is wrong with you? No, I mean, the first words out of his mouth. But now, you know, I mean, I should have pulled that. So, folks, and by the way, the handcuffs. Oh, how good is that? Don't. As if. Did you get? Is it wrong, Eric the Tech? Is it wrong to get enjoyment from that? From watching the video like that?
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
The cop was surprisingly very calm. I mean, he knew he was going to cuff her.
Yeah.
When he smelled the alcohol.
As soon as she rolled down the window. Well, as soon as he pulled her over, he knew that, yeah, she's going. She's going. No, there ain't no talking your way out of that. Okay. And the sad part about it is, I don't know what time of night that was, obviously night, but think about the fact that, you know, if Eric the Tech, if you had your family in the vehicle and she could hit you head on or hit someone head on, and, you know, it's really not funny. And what that's like an example, I think, of really what Americans have, what the left, what the democratic, socialist, communist, leftist perverts have turned this country into, some people this country into. I had to show that to you. I had to share it with you. You can laugh. I mean, I laughed. I cried. I was, you know, it's just, I don't know. Oh, my gosh. All right. Okay, let's talk, because there are some issues here. Of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, now look, Congress is about as useless as teats on a bull. All right, they don't produce anything, and I believe that nothing is going to come of this. Of course, Congress. 70 rhinos voted against condemning the tearing down of hostage posters, of course. You know, I mean, what a bunch of putzes, okay? So if you think, number one, voting, you're going to vote yourself out of tyranny, that ain't happening. And if you think Congress is going to come to your rescue, it ain't happening. But let me throw this out there, just for your tableside discussion. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this is earlier Thursday, I think. Here it is.
The guarantee clause clearly dictates that the federal government has a constitutional duty and obligation to protect each of the states from invasion. Mr. Speaker, could you call the House to order, please?
The House will be in order. Members are advised to take their conversations off the floor. The gentleman will continue.
As Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas has violated his oath to uphold this constitutional duty by allowing the invasion of approximately 10 million illegals across our borders. The ongoing invasion at our southern border is a direct national security threat against the states and against the citizens therein. Secretary Mayorkas has willfully abandoned his duty to secure the border and protect states against invasion, thereby violating Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. To wit, since Mayorkas has headed the Department of Homeland Security, there have been approximately 10 million illegal border crossers who have invaded our country at our border. This is broken down between 8 million encounters and approximately 1,800 known gotaways who have evaded United States authorities and are roaming the interior of the United States. At least 280 people on terrorist watch lists caught while attempting to cross the border between ports of entry. Approximately 400,000 unaccompanied illegal children encountered at the southern border, with at least 85,000 of these children having gone missing. at least 1,424 deaths of illegals at the southern border, approximately 73,000 special interest aliens arrested at our border, which are aliens from a nation that promotes terrorist activity, harbors terrorists, or poses a security threat to the United States. This is the number arrested at the border, not counting, however, many of the 1,800,000 known gotaways are special interest aliens. Approximately 659 special interest aliens from Iran. Approximately 6,386 special interest aliens from Afghanistan. Approximately 538 special interest aliens from Syria. Approximately 3,153 special interest aliens from Egypt. Approximately 12,624 special interest aliens from Uzbekistan. Approximately 30,830 special interest aliens from Turkey. Approximately 1,613 special interest aliens from Pakistan. Approximately 164 special interest aliens from Lebanon. Approximately 184 special interest aliens from Jordan. Approximately 123 special interest aliens from Iraq. And approximately 15,594 special interest aliens from Mauritania. In fiscal year 2021, Customs and Border Patrol.
I wanted you to hear the numbers. Okay, this is a resolution to impeach Alejandro Nicolas Mayorkas, a Cuban national running our Department of Homeland Security. Now, those numbers are low, but they're still staggering. But Mayorkas will say, look, the border's never been more secure. It's secure. Here's my, okay. And if you're a Fed listening to this, I don't care because I'm still allowed to have ideas. And here's my idea of how to solve this problem. We get a bunch, 10,000 guys. When I say guys, if you're a woman, fine. 10,000. And we go down to the border. We pick up, ARs, AKs, weapon of your choice. And we just stand there at the where they're coming across. Because the governors aren't going to do it. That certainly Mayorkas is facilitating this. And if you think this impeachment thing with Mayorkas is going anywhere, I'll tell you what. It ain't. It ain't going anywhere. Because the rhinos, the Uniparty, they want this. This is a balkanization of America. This is the invasion of America. They want this. It's been 2.5-3 years. What? You just, waking up now? Hey, Marge. Large and in charge, Marge. Well, too little, too late. And if you think it's going anywhere, God bless you. Okay. It ain't. It's not. It's not. But it's not funny either. Because I really believe the answer to this is the people, we the people. And I've got no problem saying this, gathering a bunch of guys, I'll ride shotgun. We go down there, pick up the weapons, stand at the places where we need to fill the gaps, do CBB's job, and hey, if we have to strafe the ground in front of them, we do it. And if the feds come say you can't do that, we just turn around and say, yeah, we can. Not only can we are. And in the meantime, we form groups and have our own deportation parties. So, for example, we get a couple of buses, per group, and we go around and collect the people at hotels. And the hotel, see, the owners of the hotels are getting paid big bucks, your tax money, my tax money, to house these illegals there, who, by the way, many are members of sleeper cells. And so it's up to us to clean it up. There's no one coming to our rescue. There's no 911. There is no governor. There is no impeachment that could fix this. There is nothing that can fix this except we, the people. And if that's too rough for you, or if that's too, what do you say? Now, too bad. You know, I was talking to somebody this morning. I was approached this week. Man, I don't even know if I should get into this. I was approached this week. I know the backstory. Did you ever wonder why? Did you ever wonder why so-called conservatives, patriots, haven't been kicked off YouTube? Have you ever wondered that? We have. Unceremoniously, a quarter million people, followers, you know, whatever you want to call them, subscribers to YouTube. Yeah, goodbye. Bang. But yet you've got people who are supposedly in our camp that are thriving on YouTube. And I was approached, and by the way, if you're listening, this is not you. Yeah, okay, you'll know. This is not you. This is someone else. Who said, you know, there's a lot of money to be made. You can make a lot of money. You can make a just all sorts of money. Your money troubles will be over. You get back on. You get on YouTube, and that's how you wonder how people. And I'm not going to name any names. How certain people, and insert name of conservative so-called patriot here, this is how they do it. And there's a self-censorship aspect of things, and you know, that's like the inside baseball. They've got, and they make all sorts of ad revenue, and they don't have any money problems. Eric and I were talking, and we looked at each other and said, although, you know, yeah, money would fuel a lot of things, that money is dirty blood money, and no thank you. So the next time you tune into a YouTube broadcast of a conservative patriot, give them a look over. Because how they're doing things, and I don't care if it's someone I know, someone you know, I'm telling you right now, why aren't they kicked off Spotify? We were told by Spotify, well, Eric the Tech was told, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. You will never be on Spotify. And it's just a matter of time before we're kicked off all of the platforms. Well, when I say all the platforms, any platform that has any degree of traction, which is why I asked you to go to HagmanPI.com. I wasn't going to go there, but I'll tell you what, it really made me think, and it made me think of people who will refuse to talk about certain issues because, well, I don't want to lose, oh, I don't know, that extra $15,000 a month. Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's chump change to these people. What was dangled in front of us was a huge check, to which our reply was bend over. Just saying. You think that some of the patriots, you know, who you look up to, admire, who are on YouTube, that you watch, who never get censored, never gets, no! Why not? because they play by certain rules. But they're told in advance, you can't talk about this sign here before we hand over the check. Look, we're being invaded. Just to continue with video, or from video 8 to video number 5, we are being invaded. This, or from earlier in the week, this show, maybe last week, I don't even know. But understand what's taking place here. And I know you do, the people that listen and watch this show, I know you understand. But some people have to see things to really appreciate it. I don't remember if we played this. If we did, sorry, watch it again. If we didn't, okay. It's a minute 40. Here it is, video number 5 in the at Hagman PI in the show notes for this episode. Here it is.
Good afternoon. Just landed in Tucson. This whole waiting room right here, all the way on all sides. Illegals that have just come through. Non-stop, guys. Non-stop. Joe Biden, Mayorkas, this whole waiting room right here. Illegals heading to Dallas and then to every part of the country. Way to go, open borders Democrats. It's coming everywhere. Unbelievable.
And Republicans.
Just got to the next gate here. This is all going to Atlanta. Same thing. Vast majority illegals coming to your neighborhood. This is nuts. What's crazy to me,
this stinks in there,
is you and I have to have documents. We have to be vetted. I mean, it's just like, so just had another lady come up, recognize me from the work we do, and thanked me. Couldn't go on camera, same thing. Afraid for her daughter's job. Won't say what it is.
Stop. But guys, this pause. Did you hear what he just said? Had another lady come up to thank me for the work I do, but wouldn't go on camera, couldn't go on camera because she's afraid for her daughter's job. That's in the United States of America. What in the hell is wrong with this country when you can't show your face? You won't show your face. You're a coward. Okay, you're a friggin' coward. Show your face. Everybody should show their faces and say enough is enough. Biden, you're out. Of course, Biden will be out, I guarantee you, soon. Why? Because the left is done with this potato. Okay? But tell me, who has the courage to stand up and say, I don't care of the ramifications. I put my ugly mug out here every friggin' day. This man, who's an American hero, Ben Berkwamp, does it every day. Eric the Tech, he does what he does every single day, and you'll never know what he does. But if you knew what he did, I don't know. I think it would probably surprise you. Tell you what, he's pretty good at managing drones, putting a drone down right on top of your head. But see, here we are. We're in November of 2023. You've got Biden doing the Thorazine shuffle, who is cognitively impaired. They can't hide this anymore. It's impossible to hide this anymore. If you saw the last comment, he was on stage somewhere. I'm not even going to show it because I keep throwing up in my mouth a little bit. And really, it's just, I mean, I thought, I lived through the Carter years. Okay. I thought that was bad. Okay. This is beyond bad. But, you know, even with Billy Carter and Billy Beer, taking a leak at the Atlanta airport in front of the Saudi delegation, I believe it was, hey, whip it right out. Now, this is by far, even by orders of magnitude, worse because Biden's selling out the country for his personal enrichment. So, enter Donald Trump. You think Donald Trump's going to be your savior? Okay, maybe he will be. Maybe he will come back in. But the left, no, they don't want him. In fact, Biden is so far down in the polls. And, of course, Hillary, that Hildebeest, saying, well, you know, my husband was down in the polls at this time. And Okay. All right. Yeah, you can make a comparison, right? No, I don't think so. In case you missed that, I don't know what stupid show she was on. I wouldn't have her on my show if, I don't know. I couldn't, first of all, I wouldn't have her in studio because I couldn't get the smell out and the sulfur smell. And then, you know, but anyway, you better start thinking about Trump. First of all, something's going to happen to upset the, because Jill Stein this week threw her hat in the ring. Okay. Along with RFK, Jill Stein Green, RFK Independent. Look, it's going to take away from the votes, the Republican votes, and it hurts me to even say the word Republican or Democrat because it's not really proper. I mean, it's meaningless, but it's going to take away from patriotic votes as well as the left. But the left is having conniption fits because, well, you know, they can't afford anything lower. And again, you look at Harris, and again, the only African American DNA in Harris is Willie Brown. And whether it's orally or otherwise. you okay? All right. Eric Tech just, your nose still bleeding? Or you okay?
I have finished bleeding.
You have finished? Okay. Because I do have a tourniquet. We can.
I'm indigenous.
Plus, you got PTSD. Believe me, if anyone's got PTSD, it's him. Well earned, too. Yeah. But you worried about Trump? You think they're going to kill him? I mean, think about this. The trial. And old Gilligan, the judge in this Letitia James New York trial. Did you see where he threw up his in his alumni newsletter? He put up a picture of his naked self, well, from his navel up. Did you see that, Eric the Tech? Did you happen to see that?
I do not.
You know, I think if you... Well, we're going to show this first, okay? But this guy, old Gilligan, along with Allison Greenfield, his law clerk, who is nothing but a lawbreaker, who has broken all the many of the laws with respect to judicial ethics when it comes to donating money to political causes and people. And old Gilligan there, the judge, along with, fat ass Letitia James. They're all as mentally ill as that driver. And again, you want to see Exhibit A of mental illness. I have never taken a picture of me, a selfie of me with my shirt off, and much less put it in an alumni newsletter. Oh, my head hurts. Folks, this isn't even a kangaroo court. But see, the thing is, Letitia James ran on a platform to take Trump down. She sits in the front row, laughs, smirks, mocks Trump and his daughter, son, all of the Trump family. While the judge says, hey, I'm not here to listen. I'm not here to hear what you've got to say. It's insane. So how are they going to get rid of Donald Trump? Well, let's go to clip number seven. This is Megyn Kelly and Dan Bongino. And this is a good clip. They're talking about the fate of Donald Trump. This is video 7. I think I said, did I say 7 or video 7? Okay. In the show notes at HagmanPI.com. And hey, if you do me a solid, bookmark HagmanPI.com as well as follow us on Rumble and Brighty, and I'd really appreciate it. Here it is.
And you heard Tucker ask Trump about it when he interviewed him. Whether Trump is worried, whether there's a realistic possibility the left is going to so melt down as his power rises, as he rises toward a second term, that they try to do something to him, God forbid, or that they try to do something to our country. You know, that the riots we saw around BLM, that, you know, the total overreaction we saw to basically everything surrounding Trump, but certainly the way they describe January 6th as the new 9/11, right? All those things are going to culminate in some sort of like serious meltdown for our country.
All right. Well, there's a lot in there, and the response is going to be a little troubling to people. And if we make news with this, then we make news, because I don't say anything I can't back up, unlike the media and the, you know, journalists that do. On the first point about will the liberals do something crazy? The answer is, yeah, I'm afraid of that. And listen, don't, again, I'm begging you, matter of fact, I'm begging you to fact check me on this, because any good reporter, that's a word, reporting on the facts will ask you to do it, because it only adds to their veracity and their authenticity. There's a thing called the Democracy Integrity Project. They put it out before the 2020 election. The gist of it was a bunch of anti-Trumpers and liberals basically on this project. You can look it up yourself. I'm not sure if it's page 27 or wherever it is, but it's in there if you read through it. They talk about what they're going to do and how to take back the election, basically, if Trump were to win or there's any kind of squabble about the results. And they mention that it's going to turn into a street fight. Now, Megan, in case you think they're playing like a euphemisms game, and they don't really mean a street fight. They mean, they're very clear, and they say not a legal one. They mean an actual street fight. You, again, don't read it yourself. So the idea that the left, if they would have, say, lost the 2020 election, would have gone crazy and there would have been riots in the streets, that the idea that that's nuts is not backed up by the actual facts, where they were promoting this stuff and had rioted in the streets with Antifa and BLM. So I mean, I don't know what, I can't prove a counterfactual, because Joe Biden's butt is in this Resolute sitting in the Oval Office right now. But the fact that the left might have went insane is just backed up by the facts. Just look at what they were promoting. This wasn't, by the way, some tomato can group of ham and eggers here. This was like, I mean, higher ups in the Democrat Party promoting this stuff, that it was going to be a street fight, quote, not a legal one. Then notice the qualifier. They weren't kidding. Second, Tucker asked the question, and I'm believe me, I'm not trying to one-up Tucker at all. He's a friend. You're a friend. I'm not in any way trying to, but I had said this months earlier on my podcast, Tucker must be talking to some of the same people I was. The threats against Donald Trump's life are very real. Now, because the left cares so little about Donald Trump and doesn't want to make him a martyr, which, by the way, wasn't my intention of doing that podcast, now infamous on the left 3 months ago, about the threats to Donald Trump's life. I didn't do it to make the guy a martyr. I did it because I may, you know, Megan, just know a little bit about this. I mean, I only did it for 12 years, and I may know some people, let's just say, in the business who are fighting every day with Secret Service headquarters over basic security mechanisms for Donald Trump, because his life is at risk, like right now, like seriously at risk. And there's a fight going on almost every single day, because some of the people up there are Joe Biden cronies and don't want to make Donald Trump look even more presidential with a greater detail. If Donald Trump were to be, and I say this with the greatest of regrets, were to be hurt or worse, I would be sad. I'd be destroyed. He's my guy. I wouldn't be surprised, not one bit. And the hilarious part about this whole thing is these goons in the media and their response. Some NBC reporter writes an article a week later, calls the Tucker and Dan Bongino, whatever, theory that Donald Trump could get hurt or worse during this election cycle because of security problems. He calls it what they call everything, a conspiracy theory. So when I reached out to him to back that up, I mean, he's a journalist, right? He blocked me on Twitter. He blocked me in his DMs. I asked him, please tell me who told you he's, because I can tell you without giving up my sources, but giving up kind of the contours of it they're comfortable with, who told me. But you can't tell me shit. Nobody told him that. He just didn't want to make Donald Trump look like a martyr because he thought it was some positive narrative. So he wrote a hit piece on me claiming it was a conspiracy theory. And then cowardly, like a little chump, crawled into his little cave and blocked everyone on Twitter and wouldn't answer any emails. That's who they are. They don't give a damn that this guy could get her. But your question's a good one. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if something happened. All sad. Right. But
there it is. So you say, well, that's yeah, that could happen. But nah, I mean, it's hyperbole. Well, JFK, RFK, the intelligence community behind involved in both assassinations, and it's well documented. In case you don't know, the intelligence community, specifically CIA, involved with JFK, Angleton being one of the names, James Angleton, CIA officer, a handler for some Cubans and some other people. Just saying. But if you want something more recent, if you don't think that the left or these maniacs are serious about this, please allow me to remind you by way of this video clip. Watch this. I'm sorry. This is video number 6 in the show notes.
Watch Frederick, this. About a constant drumbeat of heated language. Well, as I'm sure everyone watching expected, we need to show you some of their own words.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch. You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face.
Feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I wish we were in high school, I could take him behind the gym.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
But this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
Cackles. All right,
and there's more.
Stop it right there. You get the idea, right? You get the idea. It goes on forever. You get the idea. If you think for one second that Donald Trump, they're going to allow Donald Trump a free and fair election in 2024, then I'll take whatever happy pill you're taking. Share some of your stash. It's not going to happen. And don't forget, as I mentioned before, we have President Trump. And you notice Letitia James in her press conferences never refers to President Trump as, it's always Mr. Trump. The lack of respect is palpable. But also Letitia James, New York Attorney General, there's videos out there of her and Schumer, who you just saw, dancing in the street for the campaign, her campaign, to be elected Attorney General on the basis of taking Trump, President Trump, down. Okay. Now, he is in front of Judge Artie Old Gilligan Engoron, in case you're wondering, who has already decided that he's guilty. President Trump is guilty. Who knows a whole lot better about real estate values than realtors or real estate moguls. But in my view, he's also a friggin' pervert, as evidenced by this, as published on Breitbart. I couldn't authenticate it before. Breitbart ran with it, so let's show it. Yeah, he sends this picture out. Okay, if you're listening to this by way of radio, you got to tune in to the Rumble channel. Okay? Yeah, this is normal behavior for a New York State Supreme Court judge. By the way, New York State Supreme Court is the equivalent of a county court level or a state court level in other states. Don't be fooled by the name. So there's Mr. Muscles, right? Yeah, it's perfectly normal to send this kind of picture out in an alumni newsletter. I mean, I do it, right? Why not? What a maroon. Seriously. They say politics is downstream from culture. That's a culture which we find ourselves. Thanks for putting that up. I want to go directly to, let's see how much time we got. We don't have much time. Mark the time down here. Okay. What I'm going to do. Let's go to video three, since we're on old Gilligan. This gives you an example, again, kind of the week wrap-up. This gives you an example of what's going on in the persecution, the legal... And by the way, look, I have suffered legal persecution, personally and professionally. I know what it is to fight. I know what it costs to fight. I know what... I'm telling you... When you wake up in the morning and you're facing, I have to be careful what I say, lawsuits, and you're paying an attorney, you know, hundreds of dollars an hour, and you know, your bank account is getting low and lower, and you're facing bankruptcy, you're facing ruin over some bullshit case or cases. I know what that is. And I've seen, trust me, I've seen things. I can't tell you. Maybe I'll write some memoirs down, and after I'm dead, they can be published. I might do that. Let's play, video three. This is transcript from inside Trump's court case, which is absolutely unbelievable. That's the only word I can leave you with. It's unbelievable. Watch this.
So Trump was in court yesterday, again, proving we live in an absolute police state in this sham, disgusting trial. I heard John Turley. I was going to pull the cut, but I figured I'd just tell you. John Turley, who's a pretty solid legal analyst, and he's not a conservative by any stretch. He goes on Fox and cable news. Turley said yesterday he's never seen a case like this ever. I believe he said ever anywhere, where someone's being sued in court by an attorney general in New York like Donald Trump is, in a case with no victims. They're suing him about loans he took that were paid back, and the bank that got paid back is not complaining. So he's in court yesterday with this ridiculous Judge Engoron, who it appears like he's online, like taking like weird pictures or something. I don't even know. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And the judge, amazingly, Trump's on the stand. Here are some of the gems from yesterday. Christina Wong's reporting at Breitbart is terrific on this. It's in the newsletter. Here's some back and forth. All these tweets are in there. The judge tells the lawyer about Trump. Trump's lawyer. Can you control your client? This isn't a political rally. The Trump's lawyer says, you're in control in the courtroom, judge, not me. This is just... Here's Trump, by the way, which is gold, talking about his assets. It's a nice compilation of assets. It's a great statement. It's a lot of cash. The banks came to me. They wanted to make deals with me. Here's the judge. Here's another classic. It's perfect. I know. We need Sean Farris to do the Trump voice in that. Here's the best part. The judge, Engoron, who is a hapless buffoon like I've never seen before. His case should have been thrown out a long time ago. This guy hates Donald Trump. Here's Judge Engoron. It is a bench trial, folks. In other words, there's only a judge. There's no jury. So if the judge is going to make the decision about this civil fraud case, then don't you think he should want to hear what Trump has to say? Alina Haba, Trump's lawyer, told the judge that he was there, the judge, to hear what he has to say, prompting the judge to snap, talking about Trump. I'm not here to hear what he has to say. He's here to answer my questions. Bro, it's not funny, but this is the judge in the case whose literal job is being there to hear what Trump has to say, says, I'm not here what he has to say. He actually said that out loud. Holy Moses. Do you believe? Dude, we have reached, like, this is why I told you in the beginning of the show, you got to contain the virus. Folks, get your business out of New York right now. This will be you next. Please, please, get your business out of
New York. I put my money where my mouth is. I closed up my operation in New York. That was a couple of years ago. I will no longer pay the state any license fees or any... I will not put my money into commercial office space. Done, over with. I'm done with New York. I will not even travel a throughway in New York. That's how much I absolutely despise the government that's there. I told you I was going to leave you with self-defense in the remaining moments we have. Video 4, let's put video 4 up. I think this is important to watch. You might want to advance it probably maybe a minute roughly, but watch this. And if we can't get through the whole thing, folks, go to Hagman PI, click on the link, and please learn. But you're going to have to protect your family. We are on our own. Go ahead.
You probably won't. You won't. It's, I don't know why it's asymmetric. Why bad guys fight like dogs, like, if I mean that, like fighting dogs. And with good guys, it's just doesn't work that way. You have compassion, they don't. They will always be worried. I want you to watch three cops here. This is a VO, right? I want you to watch three New York City. I'm not knocking them at all. I've been involved in similar situations. I've seen this multiple times. Watch these three cops trying to take one guy down. You're talking about three. They look like good-sized cops, too. They're trying to take this one guy down. They can't do it. I'm not knocking these guys again at all. I'm telling you, I've been in these guys develop like superhuman. There he goes. He gets away. He's in the car. Guy's gone. That they tase him. Look, he tases him. He's still going. Watch this in case you think, oh, no, they tased him. He's going to stop. No, he closes the door. Watch. See ya. Bye-bye. See ya. Three cops, a taser, and another taser, and he's still away. Folks, in the NYPD, we used to say all the time, there was an officer, I think his name was Vinny Gadis. He was pushed through a plate glass mirror. It cut the femoral artery in his leg, and he died. He bled out just from a push. You can shoot a bad guy 10 times. It'll miss every vital organ. I don't know why it is. It's Murphy's Law of Criminals. They have like superhuman powers. Now, why am I telling you this? To depress you? No. I'm telling you this, and I'm not knocking these guys at all. Please. We need to learn from this stuff. And if it happened to me, I'd expect you to learn from it too. If you don't have a basic amount of fight training, some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, some wrestling, some Krav Maga, some Thai boxing, you have zero chance there. You'll get killed. All that right. Guy just took...
You can cut it right there. Folks, watch the rest of that. He makes some great points. Understand, you are on your own, okay? You are on your own in this society in which we live. We're already over time. And with that, I just want to wish you all a great weekend. I know that Eric the Tech, myself, we're going to be doing some things in the field. And keep ShatterOps.org, Veteran Child Rescue, as well, in your prayers. And we appreciate all of you. Thanks for your support. Thank you for your belief. And thank you for tuning in. Please share this with everyone you know. God bless. Good night.